The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Do you know how many different types of mustards there are out there? 143. I'm just kidding. I have no clue. I just made that number up. But there are a lot of mustards out there. Of all types, there's yellow mustard, brown mustard, even black mustard. There's English mustard, Chinese mustard, German mustard, champagne mustard, Dijon mustard, sweet mustard, spicy mustard, hot mustard. Mustards of any type that you could want. And they're all different. They all pair with different types of foods. I mean, you're not going to put English mustard on a hot dog. Well, you might. But I'll look at you funny. Because after all this research into mustards, I'm kind of a mustard snob. But all these variations come from these tiny little seeds. These itty-bitty things produce just incredible flavor. In the gospel this morning, the disciples tell Jesus, "Increase our faith." And in his response, he emphasizes just the dynamic, tremendous power that just a little bit of faith has, such as uprooting a mulberry tree. Life is different for a person of faith. Life is different for those who are connected to God. Now, everyone here has faith. You wouldn't be here if you didn't have any. Now, some of us may wish that our faith was as large as a mustard seed, but we all have it. We're all in relationship with God. You know, we all have experience of God, one way or another. Each and every one of us, we've been touched by the Lord. And if you say, "No, I haven't," well, then how do you know that you want more faith? No. We've heard God's call. We've felt his tug, his push. Sometimes we wish that we hadn't. Sometimes we pretend that we didn't hear him. But we've had him. We've heard him. We've been touched by him. We've experienced the Lord. And we want more of that experience. for every person. How we express our faith is different. It's different from person to person. For some, it may mean married life, expressing our faith within the family environment. For others, it could be priesthood. For some, it's strengthening the bonds of the ecclesia, the community. It's to help foster the communal celebrations. Others may work with the poor, the hungry. Some minister to the sick and the dying. And still others slave away at deciphering and translating biblical texts. Different people. Different expressions of faith. Different skills and abilities. But all connected to the one God. We cannot insist or place demands on anyone's faith but our own. And we cannot expect any type of reward for doing what God wants of us. Faith is our response to God. And we are compelled to live out the gospel life, not for a pat on the back, not for a word of thanks, not for words of praise from others, but because we have experienced the Lord. We've been touched and changed by Him. And we cannot help but live the gospel life. In the end, we are all servants listening to the Master, doing no more than our duty, and praying that we do no less.